Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to this Tuesday, July 31st, episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. So glad you could join us today here on this final day of July. In case you didn't know it, notice, word aware after today, Labor Day is 34 days away, which means the unofficial end of summer. I know. The good news is we still have a month left. So, we take the good with the bad. We're going to focus on the good. So, the good news out of all of this is that football season will be coming up soon, a few weeks, so that'll help. Because honestly, unless it's Christmas time or something, not a week goes by where I don't think about, talk about, or have a dream about summer. What I mean by that is that basically every week I do one of those three things about summer. Because it is my favorite time of year. Also tied with that time between like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Something special about this time. A lot of things, actually. But I'm glad you could join me, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. And pray that you're going to be blessed. God's going to bless you. As you hear from the Word of God, as I'm going to give you some of the Word of God tonight. Now, trade deadline was today in baseball. But Tigers did not make any major serious moves. I wish they would have. But I'll talk a little more about that later. Now, I am here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm across the road from a Kmart store, one of the few Kmarts left in Michigan. Quite honestly, I don't know why Sears decided to buy Kmart, especially when Sears has been going through their own struggles. I know in this local area, we don't have a Sears in Midland or in Bay City anymore. We're about to lose the one in Flint. In the Detroit area, Sears is going to close in not one, three malls. Three malls. Four if you would include Flint. But it's a really crazy thing. And guess Sears and Kmart are going down the tube together. It's a real sad thing. I know I'll go buy a Sears, like on a Black Friday or something, and I'll notice that it's nowhere near as busy as the rest of the mall. I don't know why they're having so much trouble, but we are across from a Kmart store, as I said. We're southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office, and we're northwest of an Admiral gas station, Admiral / Marathon gas station. And so we're so glad to have you, however you may be accessing the program from whatever device. And speaking of McDonald's, McDonald's is doing something real cool this week. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary, the 50th birthday of the Big Mac. Starting at lunch on Thursday, you'll have the chance to get a coin, a Big Mac coin, when you buy a Big Mac sandwich. And they'll be available while supplies last. Now, there will only be 6 million of them in the world. 6 million. That's it. So, some McDonald's might get more than other coins, but I would suggest you get there at a certain time if you want the coin. You get there kind of early if you want the coin. But it's pretty cool. There'll be 5 different designs to choose from, one from each decade of the Big Mac's life. One will be from the 70s, one will be from the 80s, one will be from the 90s, one of the early 2000s, and one of today, this decade. And it's a pretty cool thing. And that coin is a type of currency, believe it or not. And you're able to use it to get yourself a free Big Mac starting with Friday. And so it's an awesome thing. Looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. Also at McDonald's on this hot summer, hot humid summer day, a reminder, you can still get any size fountain drink for $1 a piece. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Also, buy one McCafe beverage, get one for 1 penny. Exclusions apply. See store for details. If you have, now for this one, you have to have the app. And it's part of their summer specials, as I would call it. Also, through the remainder of the summer, with the app, you can get $1 McDoubles, $1 any sandwich. Excludes signature crafted and double quarter pounder with cheese. And I think that's a pretty cool deal. I really do. So, enjoy these summer deals, as they are only good through September 30th. Now, let me think here about what else. Oh, a reminder that we got county fairs going on here around this area the next few weeks. This week is Saginaw County Fair down there in Chesaning. $10 a person per day to get in there includes rides on the midway with Big Rock Amusements, as well as Grandstand Entertainment, fireworks, and everything else. Except for, of course, you got to pay for the food. So we got next week, Bay County Fair and Youth Exposition, located in Bay City. The week after that, you have the Midland County Fair. This is August 12th to the 18th on Eastman. You can enter from either airport or Eastman. It's across the road from the mall. And it's free for people to walk in, but it's $5 to park your car. Get information on ride, bracelet information, grandstand information, and such at Midland Fair or MidlandCoFair.com. As it is fair season here in Michigan. I should also mention Ogemaw County Fair is the exact same week as Midland Fair. I went up there on the final day of the fair, did not get to do any kind of show or anything, as they did not have cell phone service very well at all. But they had more big rides up there than what Midland Fair had last year. I hope that doesn't happen again. I really don't. I really hope it doesn't happen. Because made me wish I hadn't went to Midland Fair, to be honest. Really did. Because if you know me, you know that I love the carnival. Those big rides. All that screaming. That loud music, all of it. It's really appealing to me, and I enjoy it. And it's cool. You can go through your county fair, go, you get some good food, go through the merchants, and see what all is available in there to you. They'll have booths, they'll sell things, other booths, they'll like services, but they'll try to get their name out. Just let you know it's available to you. So, another key reason for the fairs, of course, is that 4-H. How they teach the kids about animals and taking care of animals as well as other things. And it's really neat what they do with 4-H. It really is. I knew a kid who did 4-H and she really loved it. A lot of the animals that you'll see in the barns, some of them will be from the 4-H kids. They show their animals. And go look at them. You know, it's at the county fair. It's a show. And go take the walk. Go look at the animals. And have fun. And that's all I got for announcements. Now, I'm just going to let you know what the plan is for tonight. Tonight, we're going to go to the Book of Luke. Book of Luke tonight. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We're going to see what the Lord has for us tonight there. And then after that, we're going to go to Hebrews 11, as is custom on the show. And I'm going to talk based on what I feel God wants me to talk about. As I always make sure when I get ready to do the show that I'm led by the Holy Spirit in regards to what He wants me to say, what He wants, you know, in terms of the Word of God. And so I always make sure I'm prayed up. And I'm sure any of you, if you were getting ready to do a radio show, you'd be getting prayed up prayerfully. And then we're gonna have, I'm gonna let you know what the Tigers are doing tonight and tomorrow. As they have night game tonight, game day game tomorrow. So we're going to talk about that in our sports update for tonight. Now, those of you who have been listening to the show for a very long time, bear with me for just a moment. Right now, it's going to take a minute to kind of introduce the show, what it's about, and how you can be a part of it. What I mean is how you can tell prospective listeners, such as family, friends, coworkers, about how they can listen to the show. Because we are believing God for this audience to increase. We really are praying and asking God for increase in this audience. So, let me explain. Sorry. Let me explain something, folks. Real quick. This show, we call this show the Miracle Man Show because I believe in miracles from God, and I've had many miracles from God. I still believe in God for the rest of my miraculous healing, for that to manifest. That is why we call this show the Miracle Man Show. In case any of you were wondering as to why. Also, when I talk about certain things on the show, and maybe if you ever think I'm a little hard or something on the show, as I said earlier, I'm always prayed up. And I go with what I feel God is telling me to say. And I will not water down the show to please anybody. I will not water it down. I will not water down the Word of God. Now, I'm not a Bible-thumping bully, but at the same time, I'm not going to water down the Word of God. We got preachers today who water down the Word of God, doing a radio show, but I'm not going to water down the Word of God. I can't. Time is too short. We're too close to the end to be watering down the Word of God. That's why on my show, I will not water down the Word of God, and I will not be quiet. So just to let you know, I'm not a Bible-thumping bully, but I will be bold. For those of you who are friends and family members who want to be a part of the show, here's how they can get involved. Website. Website listening on smart device. Or computer, of course. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. Once you get on the website, you will see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay, Upfront Entertainment. And after that, you're going to type that in. And then you're going to type, after you type in Upfront Entertainment, you'll see a link. What's going to happen now is this link is going to say Live and Large. We want you to click on that link because that's our channel. We are up to 180 plus shows right now that we have done. 180 plus shows that me and Preacher Man have done. Now, it's mainly me now because Preacher Man's working, but here and there, Preacher Man will come on and he'll say some things. And It's always awesome when Preacher Man comes on. Or when we have callers, which I'll get to the phone number in a minute. But when you get on the website, you type in the Upfront Entertainment on the search bar, and then you get on that channel, Living Large. There'll be a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button. And here's why. When you hit that follow button, you will get notified when we get ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do our regular evening show. As is common. And then Monday next week, we're going to do our show as well. And you can tell listeners that generally show goes live at 6:30. And I try to run it until about 7:45, 7:50, sometimes 7:55. It all depends on what I have to say and how much material I have to get through. And so that's what kind of determines how late the show will run. Now, that's one way that you can participate is online. Another way you can participate after you're online is calling into the program. You'll speak directly to me, the Miracle Man. We can talk together. We can pray together. We can you can give me your opinion. I mean, your feedback on what I can do better as a radio show host to make this show better for you. We have a telephone number that you can call in and talk to me directly. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. I know it's not an 800 number or a Michigan number, but it's Blog Talk Radio. That's the number we have. Now, once you call that telephone number, you listen for the prompts, and then you press 1. When you hear the thing that says, to call into the live show, press 1. My assistant, Josh, will let me know that we got a caller calling in, and then you'll let me know we got a caller, and then I'm going to say, okay, then you're going to be right on the air with me. We can talk about sports. We can talk about God. We can talk about faith. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. But the main rule we have is we just don't talk about politics. We don't believe it really breeds life. It divides people, so that's why we don't talk about it. Now, there are good political talk shows that I like to listen to. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Those are good shows. But if you want to talk politics here on the show, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over you. Hello? I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible says that we are to do. After that, I'm also going to tell you to vote in the elections, as it is very important that you get out there and vote. And that you vote Bible. Don't just vote based on your pocketbook, please. Vote Bible. Vote biblical. Amen. If we can follow the rules, then we can have some great calls tonight. And I'm hoping for some real good calls, as that is part of what helps make a great show, is participation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show this evening. Thank you that you bless it tonight. Claim that you bless the listeners tonight, wherever they're from, whatever device they're listening on. I pray that you bless them, whatever they're doing, whether they're on their couch or at work or somewhere else. Just impart to them, as we study in your word together for a little while this evening. I claim that you impart. You know what these people need. You know what miracles they have need of. You know what's going on in their life. I don't. I claim that the storms these people are going through, big storms in their life, claim that you'll work it out. It'll be worked out for these people's good. And we praise and honor and glory. I thank you that these people's hearts will be receptive and their minds will be alert as they are prepared to receive the incorruptible an indestructible word of God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that knows what they have need of. You are. You know more than they know what they need. And you are in charge. And Lord, I thank you right now that you use and anoint me tonight. You use me as an oracle. I give you permission to interrupt me. Thank you that you're strengthening me. And you're making me a stronger and stronger and stronger. Lord, I thank you right now. I hereby confess over the show that this show is prosperous. Finances are coming into the show. I thank you that this show is increasing, Lord God, in terms of listenership. People are coming on to listen to the show. More people all the time. Thank you that partners are coming on board to help me do this work. And I thank you, Lord God, that new equipment comes into the show. And most of all, I claim that souls come into the show. Salvations occur on the show. People give their lives to Christ as they listen to the show. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 7. Amen. Luke chapter 7. Now, those of you who are new, for the last several weeks, almost 2 months actually, on Tuesday, we've been having Testimony Tuesday. What I've been doing as part of that is I've been reading stories about miracles that Jesus did, and then taking time to talk about them. And if God's been doing stuff in your life, by the way, if he's been doing miracles, I want you to call into the show at the number I gave you. In fact, I'm going to give it again right now. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts and then press 1. And then you'll be live on the air and we can talk. Amen. Now, Luke 7. And we are going to begin with verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant whom was whose master was sick and was about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus, and he sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion runs to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed, for I myself am a man of authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this man, go, and he goes. And to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd, he followed him. He said, I tell you, I have found such great faith, even in Israel. Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, for she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, don't cry. Then he went up and touched the coffin. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. So the dead man sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Verse 18. John's disciples told him about all of these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? When the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? At that very time, Jesus caught many. Jesus cured many who had disease, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. But he replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cured. Deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of men. After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, then what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear expensive clothes indulge in luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes. I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. all the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been captured by John. What then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' The wisdom is proved right by all her children." Verse 36. "Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went into the Pharisee's house, and he reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind for him at his feet, weeping, she began to wipe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to him, 'This man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is. She is a sinner.' Jesus anointed him. When Jesus answered him, 'Simon, I have something to tell you.' 'Tell me, teacher,' he said. 'Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarius and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?' Simon replied, 'I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled.' 'You have judged correctly,' Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said, 'Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she saw my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. For he who has been given little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." All right. We read about a few couple different miracles. I'll explain them both. But then I want to take a few minutes and talk about this woman we just read about. All right. The first miracle. That's the centurion. He had the servant who was gravely sick. I am talking gravely sick. He was just about to die. Literally. Jesus talked about how, the man told Jesus how, "I tell this person, come and he goes, and that one, come and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." This man had such great faith. He told Jesus, "Don't even come into my house. Just speak the word of God. He'll be healed." You know what? The man was healed. He got that miracle he was asking for. That man's healing. And people were amazed about that. Oh, and then we got another one right after that. In this case, a young man had already died. He goes to this small town. He gets to the gate of this town, and a dead person is basically being carried right on out of town. I don't know where they're going. Maybe they're going to the burial site. Maybe they're going to do the funeral ceremony or whatever. But they go. Jesus sees them. They stop. Jesus sees that person who was dead, who had been killed by a terrible disease. And here's what he told this young person. "Young man, I tell you, get up." Want to know what happened? Instantly, that young man got right up. He began to speak to Jesus. Right there. Didn't take no 3 days. Didn't take a month. 1 minute he's dead. He's on that coffin. He's a dead man. Probably getting ready to do the funeral. And then suddenly, Jesus heals him, tells him, get up. Gets up, starts speaking, funeral canceled. Jesus has healed this man of the disease that took him. And then we have these disciples of John the Baptist. They go to Jesus to ask him, are you the Lord? Are you the Lord that's going to come for us? Or should we expect someone else? And then they see Jesus doing all these miracles, healing blind eyes, raising dead people, restoring hearing to deaf ears, healing leprosy, all kinds of stuff that I've been reading to you on these Testimony Tuesdays lately. And so they just saw those marvelous things. Jesus, the miracle worker, doing all these miracles, forgiving the sins, healing the leper, casting out the demons, just driving them out, doing the miracles. But then you have this sinner woman at the end of what we read. And this lady comes in and wipes his feet with her hair. She's wiping them with her tears. And she's pouring out expensive oil on him. And she just keeps kissing Jesus, loving on Jesus, worshiping Jesus right there. I pray that we would all have that kind of love for Jesus. Or if we saw him, we would just go up to him and hug him and kiss him, give him our best. You know what that woman got from that? She got forgiveness of all her sins. She got forgiven. Because she showed all that love towards Jesus. Jesus showed Simon, Simon, you see this woman? And she looks at Simon. And she tells him, Simon, you haven't kissed me. But this woman hasn't stopped. You haven't given me a drink. But this woman gave me the tears. And he said, whoever has been forgiven much, loves much. Whoever has been forgiven little, loves little. Folks, these miracles, oh, are you kidding me? We read tonight about Jesus healing resurrecting a dead man. A man who was dead. Dead. Getting ready to do his funeral. And he is raised from the dead. After Jesus says, get up, you're healed. And Jesus just healed this man. You know what? I'm believing that we're going to start seeing that at church services. People raised from the dead. Whether it be in the church or not, we're gonna hear testimonies. If the church, where there's a live stream, people are going to be raised from the dead. Resurrections are going to start happening. People who are very sick and then died, they're going to be raised up from the dead. And he's going to heal them. They're going to become really strong. They're just going to get up and they're going to start talking plainly, just as the man I read to you about in Luke chapter 7. Hello? Okay. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there. What say you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Rivers.
Yes.
This is, can I say my name? This is Natalia. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. So, Rivers, you know me, Natalia. And I want to say that I've heard you the last two nights, and I am so glad that you're always talking faith, and you're always saying things that build people's faith, and I think it's wonderful.
Amen.
And then I want to say that I'm very happy to hear you always talking about Jesus, because Jesus is that way to God, and people need to understand that it's through Jesus. And I like that you keep saying that it's not through the church, yes, God, but the only way to God is through Jesus. So I love how you're saying that.
Amen.
And then I have one more thing to say, Rivers. And that is, I think it is very mature of you to invite people to call you and talk to you and ask you questions. And even maybe if they have a criticism or if they don't agree with something, but you are strong enough and mature enough to invite people to call you. And even if it's, again, a challenge, or even if it's to give you a suggestion. I think that's wonderful, Rivers, and I'm very proud of you. You have done wonderfully last night and tonight. So God bless you. I love you, Rivers.
Thank you so much. It's always great to hear feedback. And so, amen.
Amen. You're welcome, brother. I will see you soon.
You're very
okay?
Welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very well. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hey, Rivers.
Yes, hello there. Yes? Yes? Hello? Hello? Are we having problems with the caller signal? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I was saying that the statement that you made that meant the most to me is whenever a minister says, when they say, I have prayed about what I am saying to you. I just think that is humble and it is right. And it's very, who can challenge that? That is just builds every person that listens to you can go, wow, that's being prepared. And so I just wanted to say that that meant a lot to me.
Amen. Miracle Man.
Hello there,
there,
sir. Yes.
Well, since that's Testimony Tuesday, I've got a great testimony I wanted to share. So this
All
past
right.
Sunday morning, this past, as I've been believing for suits, and this past Sunday morning, a gentleman at our church approached me and asked me if I wanted to try on the suit. And so we went to their house, we tried on the suit, and this suit was over $1,000. And when I tried it on, it fit perfectly. And he sold it to me for $30. This was
wow.
almost a $1,200 suit for $30. And I got a couple of other suits with it, too, for like $10 each. So it was miraculous how God provided. And
that
I want to say I'm very... very proud of you, and I think you're doing amazing on the radio, and love getting
Amen.
The opportunity to hear you share the word and really just share from your heart. It's very impactful.
Amen. Listeners, you can't make up the, you can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up. This is real live testimonies. The stuff I'm reading you guys about in the Bible, it's real stuff. You can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up. It's real. It's not fake. It's not phony. I got my Bible open, and I'm exhorting you guys. I'm going based on what's led me. How the Spirit leads me. The Holy Spirit I'm talking about. I believe we're going to start seeing miracles, big time miracles, happening in our churches. I really believe it. I really believe it. I believe that we're going to see all kinds of healings. You know, we're going to see, it'll be a regular occurrence. It won't be rare. We're going to see blind people receiving their sight. Deaf people are going to start hearing. Lame people are going to start jumping out of their wheelchairs and are going to start running around the churches, around the tents, if it's at like a tent meeting or something, around the arena, if it's at a crusade or something like that. Or wherever they're at. And they're going to be healed by God. And I believe we're going to see it in the name of Jesus. We're going to start seeing that as revival is going to come. Amen. Now, before. Now. All right. Now, let me tell you something. What you just heard from my dad, that testimony about the suit, that $1,200 suit for $30. Let me have these other couple suits for only $10 a piece. That, folks, that is nothing short of miraculous and God. Because that is like high 90% off. Essentially got sold for 2 cents on the dollar almost. Very low price. That's not no sale. I call that a miracle from God. And a miracle is another type of victory. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. When my sight comes manifest, people are going to be so amazed. Oh, people are going to shout. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I'm just going to shout, shout. I'm going to shout because we've got victory. Victory. Because victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And let me exhort you on something. And I'm going to sing a song to back this up. You know, I was just thinking about Jesus. You know, in order to receive these miracles in your life, receive this miracle life, you have to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You have to. It's very important that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't take much time at all to accept him. You just got to make a prayer, confession, that someone can hear. It doesn't take very long at all to pray the prayer of salvation. And it's very painless. It doesn't hurt at all. In fact, it's not even really pressuring. You know, like that blood pressure cuff, you know, at the doctor's office. You get that little pressure on your arm. It's not even that. There's no pain. When you give your life to Jesus, your life will be changed forever. If you want to give your life to Christ, please call into the call this number. The area code 215-383-3810. Listen for that prompt. Press 1. My assistant will let me know we got a caller. And then we can pray. And I'll help you. Now, I love Jesus. He's my friend. And I've been thinking lately about this awesome song by Andre Crouch. I heard a certain version of it kind of recently. And I personally love this version even better than the Andre Crouch one. And so I'm going to sing it for you right now. Can't nobody. I'm saying can't no. I'm saying can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. Healed my body. He told me to run on. He healed my body. He told me to run on. Healed my body. And he told me to run on, 'cause he's my friend. He's away. where there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my troubles. Talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. He's the way where there seems to be no other. He's the rock that is higher than I. He's the bridge over my troubles. Talking about Jesus, he is a friend of mine. Oh, there's another part too. Because he healed my body. He told me to run on. He healed my body. Told me to run on. He healed my body. Told me to run on. Because he's my friend. Cause there can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I can't nobody do me like Jesus, cause he's my friend. Cause he's my friend. He's my friend. Amen. And if you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, he can be your friend too. And you know what? When your other friends or family, they may leave you, they may forsake you, but you know what? Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Never, 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 never. I sing that song partially because it has a lot of soul in it, like some of the old-time songs we used to sing, and I love that kind of soul music. Gospel soul, it's awesome. But you know why I sing it? Ultimately, because of the heart behind it. And this idea, if you love Jesus, he can always be your friend. Amen. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's higher than what I am. He's the way when there seems to be no way. Oh, and he's that bridge. He's that bridge over the trouble, your trouble. He's that bridge for you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's that wonderful bridge over your struggle. And he'll help you through it. Amen, 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 and amen. Now, Lord God, I thank you tonight for this word that we read about tonight in Luke 7. Thank you tonight for all these miracles we read about. Thank you, Lord, for the exhortation that I gave. Thank you for the wonderful song. No one can love us like you can. And if we love you, then you are our friend. And I thank you for the wonderful testimony tonight. that we had from our caller, the callers, as well as the miracles we read about tonight. I thank you that this word of God will get on the inside of us, and we'll always remember it. We won't lose touch. We won't lose hope. And we will realize that when we may feel alone, you're always there. We don't ever have to be alone again, ever. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, let's talk about a little bit of sports. Before I do that, though, let me remind you that on a hot summer day, Coca-Cola, in any form, is one of the best beverage choices you could possibly make on a day like today. Whether it's Coca-Cola Slurpees, whether it's Coke Classic, Cherry, or Vanilla, whether it's a Coke Float, however you choose to get it. Coke is always the best hot weather beverage you can choose from. Really is. Dr. Pepper, in the meantime, is good, but I'll just say that Coke maybe will cool you down by a couple more degrees. Coca-Cola might cool you down by just a couple more degrees. Maybe it's the fizz. Maybe it's the taste. But just thought I'd let you know that Coke for the win. When you're reaching for a soda, the only one flavor will do, grab the Coca-Cola, as it is America's favorite sports. Tigers did not really make any moves today. On this July 31st, the trade deadline, but the Tigers do play Cincinnati Reds. The game started at 7:10 p.m. at Comerica. In fact, when I get home, I'm going to tune in live to the game. You can listen live on AM 790 AM WSGW in this area, or 104.9 FM WQBX. Your choice. They will also be playing tomorrow, Reds at Tigers in Detroit, 1:10 p.m. tomorrow on those same two stations. Also, we did have a high-profile trade in which someone from the Rays was traded, but it wasn't a super active trade deadline day. Not so much. I was surprised, but at the same time, not so much. News on Cabrera. It has been reported that Cabrera has been in physical therapy since his bicep incident. He does hope to be ready by spring training. So that's good news. As I'm ready to to get back to some baseball with Cabrera. Because I miss the big man. I really do. And the Tigers just aren't the same without him. Now, speak Psalm 91 over us. In the name of Jesus. Claim that we're going to live in great peace and great joy. And be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Until I talk to all your listeners again, which will be tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. I sure do love you. And until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.